Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. The readings are taken from Psalm 66 and St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 10, and is followed by a talk from our Archdeacon, Simon Hill, as he launches our sermon series, Fit for Purpose, and the focus this week is worship.
The first reading this morning is taken from Psalm 66, reading the beginning and the end of it and missing out verses 11 to 14, 15. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name and make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works on man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, test us. You refine us like silver. Come and listen, all of you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 10, and it's headed Living Sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace God has given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
And just as I begin, a bonus reading, because as we heard, we meet on the feast of Christ the King. And I'm going to place what I say in that context as well. So Pilate asked Jesus, are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate replied, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always a joy to be with you at St. James's. I have various different memories of coming at different times, including your wonderful Holy Week play a few years ago, and various times to worship, which is our theme this morning. So thank you for your invitation. And I'm aware that since the last time I was here in worship, so much has happened, so much that has caused anxiety, so much that has caused things to have to be done differently in the light of the pandemic. And so an enormous thank you to Fabian, to worship leaders, to church leaders for all that you've done over these last nearly approaching 2 years now of taking forward the life of the church in these difficult times. Thank you very, very much indeed for what you have done and for what you continue to do. Fabian invited me and said, would I come and speak on fit for purpose, the heart of worship? And I checked with him beforehand about how far through this new course you were. And I was delighted when he said this was the first week, because I knew I couldn't repeat anything that people had said before. So you couldn't say, well, we've done that bit already. I was, however, alarmed by both the introduction to the worship songs that we had and that wonderful video at the beginning, because I think they have essentially answered the questions already about what worship is all about. So what I propose to do is almost to ask some basic questions, the sort of who, why, what, where, when questions about worship, and think what that means about being fit for purpose in the light of the readings that we've heard. And perhaps it's worth just mentioning at the beginning what we mean by fit for purpose. Is it about the worship that is offered through the church here being fit for purpose? Or is it about the responsibility that each of us has in coming to worship in order that we ourselves are fit for worship and ready for the service that we come to? You have travelled here from different places. Something has got you out of bed to arrive at St. James's at 10:30 on a Sunday for a purpose. And I wonder what you have come for, why you have come. That's a question each of us can, in a way, only answer honestly in our own hearts. When we come to worship, we sit with others, we sing with others, we listen with others. The derivation of the word worship is about honour, giving honour. Honour is given in society to different people. Here we give honour to God. And perhaps that takes me back to what I said at the beginning. If we give honour, it is about what we as a church offer. Our music, our prayers, our liturgy, our leading, our preaching. But giving honour is also about us and our hearts. Giving honour is coming receptively, coming regularly, coming joyfully, coming prayerfully. So worship, if it is fit for purpose, should do what it says on the tin. It should give honour. And worship is all about praise and thanksgiving. We come and give praise. We come and give thanks. Praise God, we give thanks to God. So, when do we worship? We've already had the answer to that question in one of the songs that we sung. Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to worship. At 10:30 at St. James, but in our lives too. Our lives are about giving honour through the formal worship that we come to, but in the worship that we may do on our own, in the quiet of our own homes, and worshipping in all sorts of different ways. Now our regular service pattern is the time for worship. Now, in all that we do, we also worship. Who do we worship? Who do we worship? As a parent, or perhaps even said back to me as a parent, we hear it both ways. Some of you may have used the expression, it's not all about you. People can be very self-centered and think it's all about them. It's not all about you. But worship, as I think it's a song that Matt Redman sings, does say, actually, those words are appropriate for here. Worship, it is all about you. It is about God. It is about Jesus Christ. And remembering that. That is the purpose that we have gathered here. Now, I love Richard very much. I've spent time at Glastonbury with Richard over the years. But I think I don't mean that it happens here, but I think there are sometimes some churches where the worship band is up here and everyone joins in with the worship band and it's almost as if it becomes a pop concert and people are worshipping the band. I don't imagine that any of you have come to worship Richard and the others that are there. His ego probably couldn't cope with it if you did. But the important thing is to remember, it's not about the band that are prominent. It's not even about the vicar. It is about God. It is all about you. And our worship is fit for purpose when the music and the vicar are not the end, but they are the means to the end, the means to worship. We come, as Psalm 66 and David and that image reminded us, to come and sing praise to God. And one of the hard things about COVID was that people could not gather together to sing praise, and some found that very, very hard to do. And even when we opened the doors and could come back into church, there was still that time when people could not sing. And I received various phone calls, and I'm sure questions were asked here saying, are we allowed to sing yet? When can we start singing? We want to sing. We want to give praise to God. So the where of worship is specifically here, but everywhere. The why of worship is to give honour to God. The how of worship is that we worship, and the beauty of the Church of England is that we worship in all sorts of different ways. It's always lovely to be part of your worship here. One of my roles means that effectively I'm in a different church week by week, and there are all sorts of different ways of worship across the Archdeaconry of Taunton and across the Diocese of Bath and Wells. It doesn't matter, so long as the worship honours God. It's lovely here that you have musicians to lead you, instruments and singers, flag waving too, all of it to give honour to God in different ways. We worship in different ways, and that emphasises what it said in that passage from Romans, the importance of using our different gifts. We've had two people read. We've had Nigel at the beginning. Music, other parts, welcome into church as well. Romans said about us bringing our different gifts. We bring our different gifts in order to worship and be present together. We worship at all times and in all places. We give thanks to God. We come together using those different things. and what was said at the beginning of the reading that was pulled out in that video that we had is worship is fit for purpose when we offer ourselves to God, truly as we are. That's what makes our worship fit for purpose, when we truly offer ourselves to God. When we come here, perhaps we come with different things on our minds. We come through different times of the year. Going into winter can be hard for some people, but now is the time to worship. Some may have good family news that they share. Now is the time to worship. Some may be unwell, bereaved, but now is the time to worship. We come just as we are and offer our bodies to God. And worship is fit for purpose when it combines two different things, when it comforts us and when it challenges us. Singing praise to God and giving thanksgiving is a recognition of God's greatness, of God's beauty, of God's creation, of God's love for us. And we can know in our hearts that love and know God's presence with us. But worship also should have that side of challenging us to ever draw closer to God on our journeys of discipleship, combining both. In worship, somehow, in some mysterious way, when it happens and when we honour God, somehow heaven and earth are brought closer together. We feel God's presence in a different way. Not that we come to church to get something from it. We come and we give ourselves, our time, our Sunday morning, our prayer through the week to God. And hopefully through that, to draw closer, to align our will to God's will. Because at the end of the day, the service that we share of communion reminds us of key parts of what we do. It is our duty and our joy to come and worship. But the reason we come through those doors and worship on a Sunday morning is in order that we can go out into the world and serve God, our worship having renewed us to be more faithful disciples, to be bolder in what we say and how we live in response to the gospel. Worship honours God when we give space and are then ready to go out into the world, as we are told, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. That reading from Romans emphasized the importance of love and being people of love. We gather as a community of people who love God and who love one another. And through coming and worshipping and drawing closer to God, we are then able to go out into the world and serve God, our worship having enriched and renewed us. We had to think through COVID of what fit for purpose worship could be when we couldn't meet in person, when we could come back and do certain things. We're constantly challenged. What does it mean to be fit for purpose in all that we do? Hence, I think, why the theme that you have over these next weeks is so important. And I'll be really keen to hear the sort of key points that come out of that over the time ahead. But maybe what makes your course, your reflection, fit for purpose is that you've chosen to start it with worship, because all things stem from there. So let me use this part of worship to pray for each of us and our worship of God. Let us pray. We have come into this, your building, to worship you, Christ the King. May our worship honour you. May our worship reflect that it is all about you, our Lord, our Creator, our Redeemer. May we use one another's gifts in worship. May we go from this place in service. And as we come week by week, may our worship honour you and our hearts be focused on you, ready to sing your praise and receptive to hear your word. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you.